When President Trump met with Russia's foreign minister and ambassador at the White House last week, he shared highly classified information with them, information that the U.S. does not even share with many of its closest allies. This is according to a breaking story from The Washington Post. Greg Miller is one of the Post reporters on this, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You've spoken to current and former U.S. officials with knowledge of what happened during this White House meeting. What have they told you about how this disclosure happened?
They describe it as unfolding sort of when Trump is meeting with the foreign minister and ambassador and starts to go off script and starts to talk, brag about or boast about the intel he gets. We quote him in the story saying, I get the best intel, I get great intelligence, and then proceeds to talk about this threat stream that we've all heard about, this concern that the Islamic State is preparing or attempting to use a laptop bomb on an aircraft, and he goes into details about that plot and how the Islamic State is pursuing it, and what the U.S. is doing to try to suppress it. And this is all, the important thing here is this is all intelligence that comes through an important U.S. ally, an intelligence partner provided this information.
You write that it might not even have been U.S. information to disclose.
Right.
You've withheld some of the details that Trump did disclose. Explain why this presents a threat to American intelligence and possibly security.
Well, the problem is that these are partnerships that are really critical. So one of the fundamental rules of espionage is that the collector, the agency, or the country that collects it controls its dissemination, right? So this is not intelligence that the United States gathered or owned. It wasn't up to the United States to share. And so doing so really jeopardizes that relationship. It potentially damages trust that's critical in these kinds of arrangements. And I think that's one of the really big worries here. And in this case, it's important because this is apparently an ongoing stream of intelligence into Islamic State plotting. I mean, what could be more important?
You report that after the meeting with these two Russians, senior White House officials took steps to contain the damage. Explain what that means and whether it was effective.
So what happened was the senior officials in the NSC realized that there had been an overstep here by Trump, that he'd gone too far.
The NSC, the National Security Council, yeah.
That's right. And they try to reach, they call and make attempts to call the CIA director and the director of the NSA to basically give them a heads up that this had happened, because those agencies are probably the most frontline, most engaged directly with this particular partner, this intelligence partner whose information Trump had exposed.
Whose identity you are protecting.
That's right.
And choosing not to report.
That's right.
What has the White House said about your reporting so far?
Well, we had a series of conversations today, and what I can tell you is the quote that we include in the story from Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, who said that, look, no sources and methods were exposed in this conversation, and no military operations were exposed that weren't already publicly known. I mean, the White House is not disputing any of the details here about the nature of Trump's discussion, when it comes up, the broad sort of characterization of what he says and why that was in the aftermath in the NSC staff and what they tried to do.
Finally, you write that if almost anyone else in the government had disclosed this kind of information to senior Russian officials, it would have been a violation of law, but perhaps not the president. Briefly explain why.
Because the president has extraordinary authority when it comes to classification issues. He is the ultimate classification authority and can declassify almost anything he likes without consequence. So that's why legal experts I talked to said there really is probably no legal jeopardy here for Trump, as much as, you know, what he did poses lots of security issues and problems.
That's Greg Miller of The Washington Post on his story that President Trump disclosed highly classified information to two senior Russian officials. Thanks very much.
Thank you.